الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله من ينشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النبي محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمهم فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأخبار مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين صدق الله العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, Hazrat said, before every bayan make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so important and so valuable that and beneficial with regard to which our Shaykh rahimahullah had said many poems also. And particularly one poem which Allah in His kindness has made very famous in the whole world, it is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabiye sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hai Jannat Ke Raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e-qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Which means that whoever following the sunnats of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come out in jannat. He'll find his way to jannat. And also whoever follows Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Jannat is credit. We'll have to live our whole life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah. Then inshallah, Allah will give all the Muslims, will give us all Jannat. So it's a long way. But by following sunnahs, we will get Allah now cash. Allah will come in our heart. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, falak mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. So by sunnahs, we will get Allah Ta'ala. The other great difference between the two is, Jannah is the creation of Allah. Allah created Jannah. And Allah is the creator. And there is no comparison between the creation and the creator. For us to understand, if there's a person who got a soap factory, and is manufacturing 10,000 cakes of soap a day, he's got a candle factory also. He's got 5-10 filling stations also. He got 5-10 blocks of flats also. He got dairy farms also. He got maize farms also. He got a lot of things. What is the comparison of one block or one cake of soap to that owner? What's the value of that? What is his value? Like that, Jannat sir aankhon pe. But Allah, who is the creator, Khaliqus samawati wal ard, who is the creator, we cannot imagine what things Allah has created. And created them from Adam, from nothing, just by His command of kun, and the things happen. So one Jannah is beautiful. We desire and we are commanded and we ask Allah for Jannah. But compared to Allah, Jannah is really nothing. In fact, in Jannah, when the Jannatis will get everything, and those will be the awliya, the special friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will call them one day on a separate day. And then Allah will give them great, great na'mats. By those na'mats, they will forget the Jannats also. They will forget the food and the drink and the mansions and the hurul in of Jannah compared to Allah. So Allah is so great that even Jannah comes nowhere in front of Allah. And Allah also will get, the Jannah also will get by following Sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on every Sunnah inshaAllah. May Allah give us tawfiq to gain the knowledge of every Sunnah. For then read some kitab on Sunnahs. And then the love of Sunnah may Allah bless us. Perhaps we can't practice on every Sunnah, but have the love of every Sunnah. Today we won't travel on camels, for example. We won't go to toilet in the fat, for example. But that was the Sunnah of the Sultan. So loved its Sunnah. And then Allah give us tawfiq to propagate and teach every Sunnah also. To have the knowledge of Sunnah, the love of Sunnah, to practice on Sunnah, and to then to propagate and teach Sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq. So one Sunnah today, with regard to our talk, which is relevant to our talk, is a sunnah of becoming bay'at. To become bay'at, to pledge yourself to somebody for your Islam, is also sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not for us to become bay'at. But the object of bay'at, why we become bay'at, is for our Islam, for our reformation. And that is farad. And it's farad the aim on every individual that we have to become bay'at. In order to make our Islam. And the method of making Islam is that we become bay'at. Just like we have some physical illness. You're getting a headache, you don't run to the doctor. You take Panadol, you take Desperant, Aspirin, whatever you take. But now you see it's not coming back. 2-3 days, a week has passed, it's going worse. Now you say, I have to go doctor. Your wife also says, you have to go doctor. Similarly, when we have spiritual illnesses, and we have to recognize we have got spiritual illnesses. We got pride in us, for example. We do things for name and fame and show, for example. We got jealousy in us, weakness in our namazes, concentration in namaz, eyes are not under control, looking at other women, etc., thinking of bad and evil things. These are worse. And if we got physical illness, to take treatment is not for us. If you got a heart problem, you got cancer, anything, it's not for us to take treatment. Permission. It's sunnah to take the treatment, but it's not for us. But for our spiritual ailment, it is for us to take treatment. Our physical ailments, if we don't take treatment, or we take treatment and we get cured also, you're not going to live forever. You got a heart problem. Doctors say put 200,000 rand down before I talk also of doing an operation. And afterwards he charged you another 200,000. You got better also, but you're not going to live forever. You're going to die. And you can have the worst sickness and in terrible pain Allah save us all. But at the time of mort, it comes to an end. Now we say it's finished. This cancer is finished. Heart problem is finished. And our spiritual treatment, we take the treatment and Allah has kept the treatment. And it's for us to take that treatment. We take the treatment, we will get it. And then if you are cured at the time of mort, you go into Jannah from here. Okay. And if you did not take treatment, then with mort, your disease doesn't come to an end. But the problem starts now. If you were doing things for name and fame, and when you die, then the farishtas will give you such a hiding and what azab. You had pride in you, you will suffer in the qabr also. You died with it, you will suffer the consequences. So to take this treatment is farad. The surah, which Jazakullah, Mawlana Zakariya recited the surah, he gave me my subject, what to talk on. So in the surah, Allah has explained better together on two lines, two very important things. One is our life of this dunya, and one is our spiritual life, ruhani life, our religious life. And both of them, in this dunya what the results will be, and in akhirat what the results will be. Allah has explained both. And Allah did this so beautiful, Arhamur Rahim. Ghaib is not in front of us. Our ruh we can't see. We are living by our ruh, but we can't see our ruh. Once the ruh is gone out, we are dead. Even the wife should say, arrange now for the funeral of janazah, who's going to bury him now. He's a dead man. A child is born, you have so much of. You are looking forward to your child being born. But if he's still born, dead child is born, now immediately you start preparing to go and bury the child. The ruh is important, but we can't see the ruh. So because we can't see the ruh, Allah gave the example of this dunya, our life in this dunya, what we can see. And from there, Allah wants us to use a little bit of our brains and see our spiritual life, the life of our ruh, that carries on and on. For example, we are going for Umrah, we are going for Hajj. From here, we will go by car, perhaps to Kinshasa Airport. From there, we leave the car. And now we go by aeroplane, perhaps directly, perhaps to OR Depot. Then we leave that aeroplane alone. We take another aeroplane. And now we go on to Jeddah or via Dubai or wherever else we are going. Then finally we reach Jeddah, we reach Medina Sharif. So in this way. So our mode of transport, we were changing all the time. But we were carrying on with our journey. Just like that. First, this ruh, since Allah created it, it was in Alam-e-Arwah. And all the arwah, the ruh of the people, were present there. And Allah asked those arwah, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer? Is it not me who does everything for you? We all said, Bala, undoubtedly. Because there were no shops that we think we have been fed by the shops. There were no diseases and no doctors and hospitals that they are giving us shifa. Everyone admitted, Ya Allah, you are the one who does everything. Now to test us, just like in a madrasa, in a school, the whole year the ustad teaches the sabat lessons to the student. Various ways, he asks them questions, he makes them understand, let them do some homework so they can understand. End of the year he tests them, do they know them? So Allah Ta'ala prepared us there, he gave us our sabat. And properly he gave us the sabat, seeing. And I'm not the one who created you for everything. And now to test us. So Allah now is now the end. When you're sitting for exam, your textbook is not with you. All your answers are not with you. But how much do you know? How much are you going to write correctly now in your paper? So there Allah was in front of us. So we all said, Ya Allah, you, we all passed there. Now Allah went in ghaib. We cannot see Allah. We see in our shops, we're getting fed by our shops. We're seeing we're getting satisfied by our wives. We're seeing we're getting full with the food that we eat. We drink water, our thirst goes away. Now that test us, are you still believing that I'm the one who does everything? Or I just put these things in front to camouflage it? Are you now believing in these things? Or you still see through it and you realize behind it is Allah who is doing everything. So the ruh was in there. Now it came into this world, Allah prepared the form of this body in the womb of the mother in about 4 months, just over 4 months, then life came. Allah put the ruh in here now. Then the ruh came in this world. And in this world then, and that also is a jinn, if we could in any way speak to the child in the womb of the mother, the ruh was there, that you are there in a small little womb of your mother's. You can't even stretch your hands properly. You can't kick your legs also properly. But in this world, there are aeroplanes flying. Not one aeroplane. How many aeroplanes are flying? There are ships, big, big ships. There are trains. There are big, big trucks. Baby will say, Allah, how can this be possible? I can't believe this. My world is so small, I can't believe it. But as soon as it will come in this world, it will be prepared to believe in thousands of aeroplanes. It will see the things with its eyes. Just like that, the life of Qabr, here we cannot see it. But the minute we will go there, we will believe in everything. But that iman is not acceptable. This iman without trusting on the word of Allah and His Rasul, to bring iman on that, that has gone wrong. And what we see with our eyes, everything will open. Fir'aun said, Aamantu bi Rabbil Alameen, Aamantu, I believe in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, Al-An, now you believe when you are seen. Now the parda of akhirat has been taken away. Now on dunya there is parda. You're not seeing dunya, you're seeing akhirat, and you believe on what you see with your eyes, that iman is not acceptable. So the ruh, what I'm trying to say, it's changing its mode of transport. Yeah, it was this body. Then when we go in the qabr, for most of us, we get another body, which is similar to this body, little different from this body. For those who are exceptionally pious, and they control, they brought under control their body, this body remains with them. There's no interference with that body. The same body goes with. So this ruh is going on with its journey. He is the main passenger. And the body is one part of the vehicle. Like from here to Kinshasa Airport. It was one part of your journey. This body is one part to finish your journey. The main is the ruh. But that we cannot see. And because we cannot see, we are commanded as Muslims to be always engaged. And that is why what is bayat. And not only you became bayat and you said, bayat, okay, bayat jatif. Not that. But you become bayat and you carry on with your journey. That is, you have ta'alluq with your sheikh. And not a cold ta'alluq, a hot ta'alluq. Proper. You have ta'alluq. Then all the things of akhirah will be in front of you. Regularly you go to your sheikh's majalis. Or today you read kitabs on the internet, you listen live to the programs, you see all, you listen to all the programs, continuously you are reminded. Then you will think of akhirah. That today's one day has passed. Ask ourselves in all sincerity to ourselves, did I think of my father? Did I think of the day of Qiyamah? Did I think, am I going to Jannah? Am I going to Jahannam? But of dunya things, lunchtime, we wanted everything proper. Salt was less, we got cross on the line. Why there isn't salt in the food? Bring the salt. This was too much, that was less. All dunya things, all the time. Where's my socks? Where is this? Where is that? Where did you put this? I must do this work, I must do that work. And deen's work, if we did, those of us, five times namaz. And that also like a burden for most of us. Just a duty, we have to make namaz. But that desire, keenness, looking forward to it. If we are going out with the family today for a picnic, with how much keenness everyone puts up. Everyone is happy to go and picnic today. But for namaz, there wasn't that happiness. In fact, on public holidays, generally, Zuhar we make early. And there are two reasons that can be. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if we are making early for taksir e jamaat, so the jamaat is bigger, more people will come, then that is good. But if we are making early jamaat because we have to eat, now finish, burden of namaz is one side, we have to, now we go and sit and eat. Namaz we took 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Those are the pious people. The other people who don't make namaz, I'm not talking of them. The pious who make namaz, 10, 15 minutes we make namaz, now we sit at the table 1 hour to eat. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also said, the amount of concentration we got when we eat, if we had 1% of that concentration in our namaz, our whole life should change. We notice when we sit and eat with our friends also, and wherever somebody has invited us, and they bring the food in a platter to serve, all the brothers are so engaged. Khushu, khudu, dhyan wala khana. And the proper attention on the food, that the poor man is standing there, nobody looks and take it from his hand also. Your friend next to you, his plate is empty, he's a bit of a shy type. You haven't got the tawfiq to say, what do you want? Pass that for me. Bring this, pass that. All that. And when you sit, the dasturkhan can be from there till the end. As you sit, your eyes are electrical there. I must sit myself anything. And in the breakfast, whether it's the eggs, whether it's this or that, the oats or whatever, I mustn't miss out. So not concentration in food. And namaz, in namaz also we concentrating on food. Therefore there is a masala, Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, when he was teaching Bukhari Sharif, there is a masala in Bukhari Sharif. that if your supper is ready and it's time for Isha Namazun, so both are ready together, what must you do? Must you eat first and then go for Namaz? Or must you make Namaz first and then eat? The masala is that you must eat first and then make Namaz. So that you're eating, you are worried, Namaz I mustn't miss, my Jama'at, Takbir-e Ula I mustn't miss. So you eat quickly, quickly and you come for Namaz. And if you make Namaz first, then your mind is in your food. So your whole Namaz also, you make food. Whole Namaz, you're thinking that I must get this, I must eat that, I'm hungry, I want that. So you're making your Namaz food. If you eat first, you make your food, Namaz. So one student then asked Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Ustad, which is a common thing. Students ask the Ustad questions and then they get clarification. So he said, Hazrat, we're going to eat first and Namaz is ready, Jamaat is ready. And we're going to eat first. We're going to miss out on Jamaat then. So Jamaat is very important. So Hazrat said, Sahaba radiyallahu ka khana, tumhare baawa jaise khana thora. Not like how you people eat. They ate few khajurs, drank water, finished, they got for Namaz. Now we to put the dastarkhan down, and then all the, how many? I usually say that before 10 people should eat in one big kuncha, one big tray. Now one person needs 10 utensils. Then there's a spoon, teaspoon, there's a tablespoon, then there's a fork, then there's a side plate, then there's a bowl. How many things? One person needs. Just to put the dastarkhan will take us so long. So that's, we haven't got that simplicity anymore. And yet we are pious people. Abdul Wahab sahab, Dawud Barakatuhum, in writing, one asked a Moroccan Jamaat, a Jamaat of ulama and pious people, that what do you people in Morocco regard as piety, that somebody is being that, is pious? What is your criteria? How do you establish it? So that person replied, he kept quiet first, and he told him more speed. Then he said, you people have 3 meals a day. So that is not for you, but just your whole life is in eating. He said, I ask only 2 meals a day. One about 10 o'clock or something, and then one about after Asr. That's finished. And that meals also, very simple and straightforward. And we not 3 meals, we have minimum 5 meals. Then morning tea, night cap, 4 o'clock tea, and what? And today, Allah makes my whole day like a cow. The girls, small children, women, girls, chop, 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 chappies, whole time, chappies, chappies, chappies. Like cows, they make whole day and night, chop, 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 but they produce milk. And we, whole day, chop, chop, we don't produce nothing. Okay? So that is how our life is. So anyway, these 2 things. So this dunya is in front of us. So Allah gave the example of dunya and in the surah so that we can understand our akhirah. And we can understand the journey of the ruh which is going through. Body's journey we understand and the needs of the body. I need food. I want a beautiful house, mansion. My garden must be beautiful. My car must be the best. My holidays must be the best. I go for umrah, the best holiday. I must put in everything about the needs of the body we all understand. But the needs of the ruh, so Allah explained it too. Understand it from this, and from there understand your ruh, the need, and the journey of your ruh. Your body you understand from the child is born. From before already, buying napkins for the child, buying this clothes, buying that clothes. How much preparation before he came in. And then his home, his education. And then afterwards, getting him a shop, getting him a business, a profession, whatever else it is. His whole life, all our needs, and we think of our children, we think of our grandchildren, how much we think all for this. From there take a lesson for the journey of the ruh, which is also good. Then that is the important. The body is nothing. As soon as the ruh is out, then this body has to be buried. The body is not important, the ruh is important. So keep that in mind that there are 2 things in the surah that Allah is explaining. One, what we can see, our dunya, our physical needs, we get sick, we go to doctor, all our things of dunya. From there, take the lesson of our afterwards journey. And where we have to go. Everyone wants comfort in this world. Wants a nice house. The ruh wants the nice house of afterwards. The ruh wants the nice traveling vehicles of afterwards. The ruh, the body wants the beautiful woman of this world. The ruh wants the beautiful Hurul Ain of Jannah. So from there, understand that. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Dunya Dar Liman La Dar La. Dunya is a house for that person who hasn't got a house in Akhirah. A person who doesn't think of his house. Somebody went and visited Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and saw that a very simple life is living. Nothing in his house, empty house, very simple. So he said, such a great Sahabi in living in such austerity, such simplicity. So he said, actually, I got another house. So that person got now amazed from one extreme to the other extreme. That a person who had nothing, now he said, we had two houses. One house is enough for what you want another house for. Then he explained, my other house is the house of Allah. And whatever I get, I transfer it to that house. You got a nice house, everything. Your friend gave you a nice tea set. Your friends in the family. I got enough. You gave it to somebody else. You transferred it to Allah. You bought a motor car, 500,000 rand. Your 50,000 or 5,000 bicycles you bought for you for somebody. You transfer your motor car to Akhirah. You bought a nice stove. You bought a stove, 2,000 rand, 3,000 rand. You bought a private stove for your person who's working for you. You transfer your stove to Akhirah. So in this way, you are building your Akhirah all the time. So dunya dar liman la, whoever got that house, everything you got, put it there. Everything now, more frames on the wall. What do they help you or anything? Anything anyone gave, you see anything nice, just pick up my house, my garden, my car, just clear clothes all the time. Walmal liman la mal lah. In dunya is a bank for a person who haven't got a bank in Akhirah. So everything in this dunya, making more money, and now where to put the money? You can't put it in a bank, receiver wants to know that everything you have to pay him. Now you put it in safe, you want it of the crooks, and they come and take away. You put it under the mattress, you put it in the mattress. Wherever you put it, now you don't know where to put it. But if you've got a bank account there, you bank there. Give in the madrasas, give in the masjid. Look at the orphans, the widows, whatever you can, you use comfortably, and that didn't prohibit you. You stay nice, but all your extra, you are banking it away. And that's such a solid bank that nobody can steal from. No receiver can come to you. Nobody can come to you. That is, and our Shaykh, Jazakumullah Khair, should say it so beautifully, when you give something in the path of Allah, you haven't given anything. All you have done is transferred your money from one account to another, to your own other account. From your account of dunya, you transfer it to your account of akhirah. That's all what you have done. وَيَجْمَعُوا لَهُ لِمَنْ لَا أَقْلَى. And that person gathers his wealth, amasses more money, more investment, more all the time, dunya. That person got no brains. That he's going, qadam, su'e marqa. We are walking towards our qadam, nazar, su'e dunya. And with our eyes, we are looking at the back. If somebody has got so much, he is fit and fitter and physically, that he can turn his head completely at the back. And he's running front, what will happen? So when we're speeding on the road and we are looking at not only rear view mirrors, but we're turning right around and we are speeding this side, what will happen? This is what is happening. We are going to qadar and preparing for dunya all the time. More investment here, more this here, more this. Qadar su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya. Kidar ja raha hai, kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where? You know, small children, they like to play chases. And Kala came with her children, our children, and they all now together. Immediately you start, before you make salam, they're chasing one another. And they're running wide, this side, that side, and everything. And many times they bump their head against the wall. Two children bump their heads against, they're running this side, but they're looking this side, and they're running. We are no different. Hamara bachpan aaya, lekin abhi hamara bachpan nahi hai. We are already 55, but our childhood is still not. We also chase him all the time. We say chasing the dunya. Chasing for this, chasing for that. We are chasing the dunya. We are looking at dunya while we are going to qadar. Suddenly, we hit our wall on the head. Malakul Maut was there. Everything is left behind. So our real life is the life of akhirah. How many of us think of that? So in the surah, beautifully, Allah has drawn these two parallels. One what you can see, one you can't see. This one is inferior, this one is temporary, this one is superior, this one is eternal. This is the real life, the road never dies. Since Allah created the ruh, it never dies. It will go finally. Allah take us all to Jannah, otherwise may Allah save us. It will go to Jannah. And in Jannah, what enjoyment. And in Jahannam, what punishments there will be. And forever and ever. And if we keep ourselves in contact with Kitab reading, with Quran Sharif, with Hadith, the two pictures will be in front of us. Then that person will prepare for Akhirah. So in the beautifully Allah started the surah then, وَالْدِينِ وَالْزَيْلُونِ وَالْدِينِ figs and زَيْلُونِ olives. وَطُورِ سِينِ وَهَذُ الْبَدَلِ الْأَمِنِ. These are dunya things. Figs, olives, dunya. We eat which, and the best, the fruits, the Quran Sharif has mentioned, there is nothing more better than that. Scientists have found that the brain produces some chemical to control our cholesterol. It controls our cholesterol. But normally, by the age of 35, the brain becomes weaker now. It doesn't produce so much that chemical. So your cholesterol starts building up, and then your heart problem starts from there. Blockages of arteries, etc. So, Chinese scientists worked on this, that what is that chemical which the brain releases to control the cholesterol. What they found, that same substance is found profoundly in figs and in olives. Then they became worried, the scientists, that in which proportion, how much of figs, how much of olives. What they came up with, one fig and seven olives. And then they found in the Quran Sharif that fig is mentioned one time, olive is mentioned seven times. Then the whole treatment of ours is given. So Allah took these two things. These are material things too, and the most beneficial. All the fruit Allah has mentioned in the Quran, and Allah has taken a sum of this fruit. So how great must this fruit be? How much figs do we eat? How much olives do we eat? Very healthy things. Anyway, this is for our material things. وَتُورِ سِنِينَ مَعْمُ سِنَةً وَهَابَ الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ مَكَّةً شَكَةً. So these two things are dunya things which we can see. But the barakat, anwarat, fuyuz of Ture Sina and of Balade Amin, that we can't see with our eyes. We see Makkah Sharif as a city. But those who got eyes will see the barakat. Fihi ayatun bayyinat, maqam Ibrahim, hudan lil alamin. Allah has made Makkah Sharif. And Ture Sina, when Musa went and meet Allah, where Allah gave him the Torah, what barakat, what fuyuz, what anwarat it was this. So true. One time, one person was eating figs and olives, and a qaisar came. So he had to entertain qaisar. So, and to make qaisar happy, every one of his days, also a very important thing. Make a person happy according to what he eats, and benefit from him according to what he eats. In Phulpur, where our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali spent his time with his Shaykh Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, there was a great alim teaching Bukhari Sharif. 35 years he was the right hand man of Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah. But himself, he said, I stayed 35 years. I taught Bukhari Sharif in Mawlana's madrasa. I was his right man doing all his work. But I didn't benefit what benefit I was supposed to take from Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri. Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib came, and a few years he took everything from us. What Hazrat had. So every person, what he's got, a doctor, don't go and ask him about your capulatics not working properly. Now, what's the treatment for this? And he can't tell you, say, you're useless doctor. You say, you're such a big doctor. You can't even fix up my puncture. That's not his work. His work is something else. So every person has got his field. So many people, for example, we become bad. And also we go to the Shaykh. What we want to take? Knowledge from the Shaykh. Shaykh is not for knowledge. Go to the Darul Uloom for it. Many want to take Amal. That the Shaykh is very powerful. A lot of Amal he does. Structural. His namaz, Safehula. Shaykh is not for Amal also. All those things are part of it. But that's not his object. For Amal, you'll go to Tabligh Jamaat, you'll go to Darul Uloom also, you'll get Amal. Shaykh is for Sifat-e-Ihsan, the Sifat-e-Iman, his connection with Allah, his love for Allah, his ma'rifat of Allah. That is what is the soul. For the islah of the person. That we haven't got ikhlas in us. We haven't got the wild. Our eyes are looking around at other filthy, dirty women all the time. To correct our eyes. That is why you go to a sheikh. That is what you must take from the sheikh. And you must focus and connect your heart with the sheikhs. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with wahi, the first wahi, which is the surah after the king Iqra. And he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Hira, Iqra, read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Qari, I'm not a Qari, I haven't learned how to read, I don't know how to read. Then Jibreel alayhi wa sallam embraced him and pressed him very hard. What was this embrace actually? That Noor and Nabuwat, and Ilm and Nabuwat, and Sifat and Nabuwat, what Allah gave to Jibreel alayhi wa sallam to bring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that embrace he passed it on to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is sohbat. When we go to a sheikh, this is what we have to do. Then these things get transferred into the next person. And not one time did he only embrace him, a few times. And all that. And then when this came into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read, and he read the whole Quran. He taught, and he taught the whole of deen. He taught the arifat of Allah, the love of Allah. He taught akhlaq, and he taught mu'amalat, and he taught aqaid. All this came from the sohbat, it was transferred. So that is what we have to take from the sheikh. So anyway, so Qari Sahib came to that person who was a very stingy person. And so, Qari Sahib, what must you ask him? To read Tera. So he thought, I'll offer Qari Sahib my figs and olives that I'm eating. So quickly he hid it away under the table. Qari Sahib saw he hid it away. So he said, Qari Sahib, read some Tera to make Qari Sahib happy that he told him to read Tera. So he started. وَتُورِ سِينِ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. So he said, Qari Sahib, where is Wattin and what's Zaytun? So he said, that's under the table. You hit it away, just ring it up, then you start Wattin, what's Zaytun. One person was eating and wrote and joined. So one person came, also stingy person. So he said, oh, now I have to offer this person. I have to share what with him. So he thought, if I hide away the honey, it will mess and make it become worse. So he hid away the roti, he left the honey. So when that person came, he offered him tea. That person started eating one with the honey. So he says, you know, honey, very bad for the heart, you only eat it like that. If you don't eat it with roti, very bad for the heart. So he said, yes, it is very bad, not for my heart, for your heart. Your heart is burning, I'm eating your honey now, one way like that. It's bad for your heart. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala took this through, Wattin was Zaytun, to have us all we understand material things. Waturi Sini, Wahada al-Balad al-Amin, Ruhani things, Barakat of Allah, the Fuyuzat. But from this, understand the great benefits Allah has kept in olives and in figs and all the other things, dunya, all things. From there, understand when this is so beneficial, how beneficial won't deen be for us. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Dunya things, what we can understand. Allah created man in the most beautiful of forms. In the most balanced and the most beautiful of all the creation of Allah. Insan is the most beautiful. Mm. One time in the time of Khalifa Mansur in Baghdad, one of his ministers, Isa ibn Musa, was sitting with his wife in the garden. It was a summer's night, full 14th full moon, and making love to his wife, enjoying the 14th full moon. And sometimes the head doesn't work, and the head says terrible things, say from the tongue. He told his wife, if you're not as beautiful as the 14th full moon, talaq. Now, remember talaq masala, even in jokes if you say talaq for. Even in plain, not serious, even in love you give talaq, talaq takes place. So talaq took place now, and the wife was an alima, she also knew, she went in birda. Who can be as beautiful as the 14th full moon? And the poets of the East and the West, ancient poets and modern poets, all used the 14th full moon as a symbol of greatest beauty. So she said, I can't be as beautiful as that. Now he felt sorry what I did. How could I say such a thing? No fight, no anger, nothing. Just in love he said something like that. And from here, there's a separate subject. Learn to control the tongue. أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. وعن الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه من الحاصل في كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجع in which one, what thing that we do we will get salvation will be from attack. First thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أملك عليك نفسك, control your lisan, control your tongue. The third, second thing, وليسعك بيتا, and stay in your house. Unnecessarily don't go out of your house. Don't go here, don't go there. And today we have to air in the house also, don't go on the filth and dirt on the internet. Today you don't want to go to, you don't want to go to nightclubs, you don't want to go to gambling places, they brought it for you in your bedroom. So don't open those websites, you want to use internet for good things, but don't ever go on to this filthy and dirty things. Keep the dunya out of your house, keep the dunya out of your heart, porn, and this filthy, dirty things which are coming, today who and who is not getting involved. So, وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُ وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَتِيمَةِ and keep on crying on your guna. A person who does these three things, najat. Person controls his tongue, keeps out of the world, dunya's things, unnecessary things, whether it's in the house or even out of the house. And a person who cries on his guna, najat for such a person. So anyway, this person then went to the Khalifa Mansur. He told him, this problem happened last night. I gave my wife talaq, and in love and enjoyment I told her. So he summoned all the ulama, that what is the masala? So all said, talaq took place. Who can be more beautiful than the 14th full moon? One student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, and this is also another great lesson. Be like your ustad. Be like your sheikh. Copy them in everything. Imam Abu Hanifa would never speak unless he is asked. Today, any masala, everyone is a mufti. You got a cigarette in the mouth, we are relaxing, eating peanuts and popcorns. Masala about halal and haram, about the dark, sighting of the moon, everyone is a mufti. And what we say, I think it must be like this, as if deen is on thinking. Deen is on the most strongest pillars of Quran and Hadith. The words of Allah and the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Deen is not on our thinking. Deen is not eating peanuts and popcorn and smoking cigarette. Deen is a solid thing. So, and today also one other advice. Don't you worry. Anwar is here from Mauritius. He said he wrote to Hazrat Masih al-Dasar rahmatullah alayh when he was first bayat to Hazrat Maulana Masih al-Dasar. Somebody told him that if you want to, I can take you to Qabristan and you can speak to the dead. And I'll make you speak in there. So then he wrote to, he said, first I must ask my sheikh. This is a mufti. He doesn't just do on his own. I must ask my sheikh. So he wrote to Hazrat long letter, in details everything. He said, Hazrat, write me two words. This is not your business. You don't worry about these things. So all these things here, we mustn't worry about that. So anyway, the ikhtilaf of the ulama is not our business. If they are fighting and they are doing it out of sincerity and they've got proof in Shariat and they're opposing one another, that's their differences. Your father and your uncle's father's brothers are fighting, you respect your father and you respect your uncles. You do what you have to do. We don't make our laws. We're not worried of our tilawat. No zikr. We are worried of giving advice to the ulama. Leave their problems to them. We must sort out our own problems. So this is a thing which is very common, that we worried about other people and we don't, and our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi should give this beautiful example. A person got a cold, nasla, flu, and he's, a person got cancer. And what stage of cancer? But he's laughing at the person who got a flu. His nose is running. Oh, look at that sick fowl. And you got cancer, you don't realize. We are laughing and talking about all of them. What is our sickness? To look and find the fault. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Ahmad Buzurg at the moment is the principal of Taber Madrasa. His father was Maulana Saeed Buzurg and his father was also Maulana Ahmad Buzurg. So his grandfather used to say, any person who makes ghibat of ulama, and he said, seven ulama, I guarantee you, when you bury him, you put his face towards the qibla, we turn the face. He said, just before you put the plants and everything, just have a peep again, you see his face is turned away from. Which is a very serious thing. One good friend of ours, he said, you say prawns are makruh, some say prawns are halal, you want to eat prawns, you enjoy them. He said, if you want to eat prawns, eat the prawns, whether they makruh, makruh, or tahrimi. But don't put the alim on the table and eat him. Hey, today, the tiling of the town, any tiling, anything happened, whole family discussing that. He did this, he's like this, he's like that. You are that biting, you are eating his flesh. And the most poisonous flesh is the flesh of an ali. To eat the flesh of any person is haram. The Quran Sharif says that if you make a riba, you are eating the flesh of the person. And the flesh of the ali is the most poisonous. You will destroy your iman if you eat the flesh of one. So that's not our business. Don't let us worry. We do what we have to do. So anyway, so in this, so now Allah Ta'ala created insan, so that person, Imam Abu Hanifa, the flesh student, wouldn't just speak unless somebody asks him. We also amlik alik al-insan, if we can learn to control the tongue, man somata raja, a person who keeps quiet, he gets salvation. Man kataba sirrahu, balagha muradahu, a person who conceals his secret, reaches his destination, and his work gets done. A person who makes a big noise like a mosquito, before it attacks, makes a big noise, it gets killed before it can do anything. Bad bug comes quietly and does its work, goes back to base again. When it's safe in base, now you realize, I was attacked and I've been bitten in there. So do also learn to control our tongue. It's a very important thing. So anyway, so they asked him, what do you say? So he said, no, talaq is fine. He said, how come? All ulama are saying, who can be more beautiful than the moon? So he said, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says, of all my creation, I created insan the most beautiful. Even according to standards between human and human, somebody can be the ugliest, but he is still the most beautiful in all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has created, so all understood, they agreed, yes, no talaq is born. Because nobody can be, so Allah has created insan, the most beautiful. And then this is physical. Allah has made all human beings, non-Muslims, Muslims, all. Our physical features, the best creation in the creation of Allah is insan. Therefore, though if you make effort on your ruh now, not only your body, you are not just worried of your complexion, you are not worried of lipstick and blush, and of all the other perfumes and makeup and all that, you are worried of your ruh also. Then that person, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have given ikram, we have given honor to Bani Adam. Hey, your body is beautiful. Now from this body, and how everyone wants his body to be the most beautiful, hair must be most beautiful, everything of mine, especially woman, their makeup, and how everything, pedicure and manicure, and whatever, what things they do to be beautiful. More than that, make worry about your ruh. Allahu Akbar. One time a delegation of women went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was the spokesman. And they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and she asked a question. And according to the lecture of today, wise, a lecturer. And a lecturer is that person who knows how much salt and pepper to add and make his bayan more rosy and that. So according to the bayan of a lecturer, Hazrat Asma, Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha said that when our men don't look at us in dunya, they look at the filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street, they got no time for us, they got time for all other women. Then in Jannah, when they're going to get the rules, here when they see the filthy, dirty, naked woman full of diseases and everything, and they don't look at us when they get horror in, then who will see us? What will be our gender? Who's going to call? Who will give us any position? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, did you ever think a woman can ask such a beautiful, such an intelligent question? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Salma, go and tell the woman of the world that the woman of this dunya, your wives, our mothers, our sisters, our wives, if we make them dindar and they become dindar and everything, they will be the queens of the whole ruin. The whole ruin are exceptionally beautiful. But this woman of ours will be their queens. We cannot imagine what their beauty will be. And Hazrat Salma was surprised by this answer. And she asked, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. How come we were created of sand and water, dust of this dunya? We are made of dunya's material, hurulin are made of amber, and mush, and zafran, and kafur, camphor. Oh, how beautiful! Where can we, Well, how can we be more beautiful than them and become the queens of them? And the Hurun will be like the maids working in your palaces in Jannah. And your wife will be the queen. So with such a beautiful, you will never even look at the Hurun. They'll be there for you to enjoy. But your wife will be so beautiful. Like today, and unfortunately this example doesn't work also. The example is that when you got your wife in the house, who will look at the maid in the house? But how many people getting involved with the maid? Making the maid pregnant. Your halal wife, what a woman Allah gave you. You put her one side and with the maid. So this example, that is actually the truth. How can you look at the maid when you got your... But today we get in cases of our people, of good people, getting involved with the maid. And then not only that, zulm on zulm. They did such a big guna, now they chase her away. Without even giving her proper wage or anything. Because now it will become a problem then. So they chase her away. And then you get revenge killings. Then we say, I don't know, these people are so bad. For nothing they came and killed. They didn't steal anything. Your own actions. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane to karke de. How you do, you will get. In this world you will see. We're chopping our legs with our own choppers. And we're thinking that I'm doing this and I'm doing that. We are destroying ourselves. So in Jannah, the Hurun will be like the maids, the servants in the palace. And your wife will be so much more beautiful. And if you got any sense, you go for the most beautiful. Today you got your pure wife, halal wife, and you're going into haram. You got biryani on the table and you're going to eat in the toilet, drinking urine and eating stool. Can there be somebody like that? This is when we get involved in guna. You got biryani roast, and you got chicken, and you got what and what on your table. Oh, halal, delicious food. And you go and eat stool in the toilet. And you can drink urine in the toilet when we go into haram. This is what we are doing. So anyway, so she asked, Rabbi Mayar, how can the woman of this dunya be so beautiful? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noor e ibadat hind, the noor of the ibadat. Wabi noor e tilawat hind, and the noor of the tilawat. The real cosmetics of a woman in this dunya is tilawat, zikr, obeying the husband. He's got his vibes. Today it's this, today it's that. She gets up, she listens to him. And if the wife dies and the husband is happy with her, 8 doors of Jannah are open for her. She can enter whichever door. So she makes sabr on her. How she brought up her children. What and what? The Hurun never went through child. They never went through a pregnancy. A woman, especially her first pregnancy, and her whole body anatomy changes. She's spewing in the morning. She's feeling miserable in the day. She's feeling sick. And she's with her in-laws. The in-laws know you, but they take advantage of her. But that you are lazy. You don't want to sleep until so late. Poor young girl is going through what and what at that time. So the Hurun don't go through all this. Hurun didn't have to tolerate men like us. That every day there's a problem. Every day there's a new vibe, new mood. Mood swings all the time. And the women have to tolerate us. So by barakat and the noor of this, they will be given more noor and more beauty than the Hurun imposed. Allahu Akbar. One time Malik ibn Dinar went to the bazaar and he saw a very, very beautiful, exceptionally beautiful slave woman. So he told her, I want to buy those days, to buy slaves, and that was jais. I want to buy. She laughed. She was a slave woman of a very wealthy big man who was in luxury and comfort in this dunya. So she laughed, you're going to buy me? Mullah, old man, you're poor, you've got no money. What are you going to buy me? So she had the security people learn that. She told them, get him. We'll take him to our master and we'll see that how he'll deal with him. Tamasha he came. We'll see how he deals with her, with this man here. So they caught him, they went. So she told the master, big joke happened. What happened today? He said, this old man, he got no money, such an old man, and he wants to buy me. Does he know what my price is doing? Does he know who I am? So the master asked him, you want to buy? He said, yes, I'll buy. I want to buy her. That's what I said. So he said, how much will you pay? He said, like that, she's very cheap, not worth anything. But I'll give 2 khajur pits. And that khajur pits in which nothing of khajur is left. It sucks so much that no khajur is left. And that's also too much for her. But that is how it. He said, how come? Look at her, how beautiful. He said, what is her beauty? If she doesn't take a bath regularly, her body will stay. You won't even want to go near her. If she doesn't comb her hair every day, lice will come in her hair. And you want to be close with her, lice will come in your hair also. And if she doesn't put her perfume and her sweat comes, etc., you won't even want to look at her. Another 4 years, then she'll be an old hag, an old lady, an all discreet woman. And all those that you are looking at porn and thinking, oh, what a woman this is and all that. The filth and dirt which is in them, Allahu Akbar. Ibn Sina, Avicenna. He's not a dini man, he's a great doctor. His words are different. But he has said the street woman and those women who use this makeup and perfume and all those things. He said he gave an example of them. That when they are 10 years old, then lu'batul la'ibin. They are a doll which people play around with. Young girl, beautiful 10-year-old girl. When she's 20, horum min hori ain. Then she's a horum ain. She's at the prime of her beauty. When she's 30, ummul banati wal banin. Then she's mother of girl, daughters and sons. Now she's, when she was 20, she had a figure like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now when she's 30 and she's got all her 5-6 children, now she's like a 20-liter oil. Or perhaps like a 200-liter oil. Now she's like that. And when she's 40, ajuzan fil ghabirin. Old lady left out, nobody worries about her. Old lady now. This is not our woman. This is the street woman. Those who use so much cosmetics, and this is how they become. And when she's 50, then عَلَيْهَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِشِ. There is nothing left in her. So he said, this woman is like this. What is, what's her value? 2 kalyupats are also too much. I also got a girl, he said. And my girl, what can your girl compare with? He said, well, who is your girl? He explained, oh, me. That one drop of the sweat will come and fall in the ocean. All the 7 oceans will become sweet. So sea water is salty. All 7 oceans will. When you see her for 40 years, your eyes won't wrinkles. You won't look this side, you won't look that side. You'll just look, you'll be so overtaken by her beauty. And after that, she will say, is there only looking? There's nothing else to be done after looking. And when you kiss her and embrace her, and that sweet spit will go in your mouth, 70 years you will just embrace her. So what will be that woman? So, and she, what is she? If her scarf, her only, she just has to wave it in this dunya, the whole dunya will become with fragrance, it will be filled with fragrance completely. Her one hair, she has to break it and put it in this dunya, the sun and the moon will lose its light. Like when the sun comes out, we don't see stars. Stars are vanished. The sun will vanish. The moon will vanish. No light in there. So much of light. And when you kiss her, what won't she be? So he said, Shah, you've got such a woman. What's her price? He said, she's even cheaper than this one. What is it? Just make Allah happy. Make 2 rakats of tahajjud namaz. Save your eyes from looking at the filthy, dirty woman of this world. That is her price. Appreciate your wife. Make mother of your wife. That is the price of this. And horuneen. And this dunya woman, she's going to get old. And when she's old, how does she look now? Face also, tablets gone in, and now she one doctor. In our system, you marry when you are, the boy is mature and is responsible. Girl is mature, just forget they marry. And they're in the height of their desires and lust, and in the giant's way they enjoy and please themselves. Maulana Harun Abbas Umar reminded us today the Ahmed Barakat of Mufti Miran is in Mauritius. And on one occasion he said a person who got married, and he got married to a person, a woman who was previously married, etc. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his time told that person, Halla bika, you should have married a virgin. Yula'ibuka wa yula'ibuha. She should, you should enjoy with her and she enjoy with you. You should have married such a woman. So the horu'een, Allahu Akbar, what won't they be? And what enjoyment won't a person get there with her? So he's Malik ibn Dinar explained that woman. And her price is, don't look at this dunya. What music there will be in dunya. And that music and the song will be of the praises of Allah. But those who listen to music in this world and didn't make tawbah, they will be deprived of it. And Latala said, don't look at this filthy, dirty woman in this world. And when we go to Akhirat, wazawwajnahum bihurin aeen. Who are you going to marry? Who's making your nikah? Allah is making your nikah. Allah says, I will make your nikah with your home. But if you don't commit zina, and you don't stay, you stay away from all your filthy and dirty habits of porn and all the other filth. Today, when some great alim makes our nikah, we feel that the girl is such a special girl. And the one who made the nikah is such a great alim. Allah is going to make your nikah. And to whom Allah is to the whole name, and they will live forever. They virgins forever. You don't need a Bible in Jannah. Forever and ever you will be young. She will be young. What enjoyment. Why are we wasting and making our mukhada filthy? If we're making our faces filthy, what are we thinking of this filth and dirt? Think on your heart of the purity of Jannah. So that is those women. So Allah Ta'ala says that this human being, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. From there realize that your body which you want, if you make effort on your ruh, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. That what great honor, how Hazrat Salman asked and what answer she got, but what? What the nur of ibadah, your perfume of ibadah, etc. Yeah, and let me complete that, that is our system. You get married when you're young, and you get married to a young girl also mature and the body. And in the Western system, they do all their filth and dirt their whole life. And now when they are old, they're going to get married. So a 50-year-old doctor meant they married a 40-year-old lawyer lady. So got married everything. Now they came in the bedroom, and I'm opening a bedroom scene, but above body sense. Maybe because we never see. So anyway, so there the man, he took out his right arm and he put it one side. Plastic arm. He said, in the remotest spots, I lost my arm, I just got a plastic arm there. And he took out his left leg, a wooden leg, that in rugby, I got hurt, and my leg got destroyed, and put his leg on side. So the wife said, please excuse me also. And just now she was a blonde, a brunette, whatever, she took off her wig. Now she's a ganji, a blessing, no hair on her head. And then she took out her mouth. And now her whole mouth on me, poking, old lady she looks like that. Then she took out her eyelashes, or what? What they put in the eye? Contacts or whatever. She had blue eyes just now, green eyes. Now all that also. Now two scraps, lying in the scrap there. And they want to open Kitab al-Nikah. What they will open, they have to open Kitab al-Janaz. They have to put up and go to Kabristan Janaz. What they want to open Kitab al-Janaz? Kitab al-Nikah is for us, for people we love as Muslims. You just became married, and you were brought up also to be responsible. That's a different subject. I wish I could speak on that also and elaborate on that, how to bring up our children. And the girl also, she became just young, and she says she knows how to run the whole house. Young girl. But today our boys and girls, excursions, ballet dancing, music lessons. What are they going to learn? What are they going to know what is life? Hey, with all that filth and dirt, they don't know how to fry an egg. They don't know how to boil an egg. And she's getting married. Hey, what is it? If you do it, they bring them up properly, then see the barakah. So anyway, what one is, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ. And if you work on the rock, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah gave great, great honor. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. And this body, if you don't look at you, wrong food, junk food, worse than that smoking, worse than that alcohol, worse than that drugs, all the filthy and wrong things, then the person is hardly 50 and he looks like dry peaches already. And you see the poor man's face, how he looks. My ustad who came now, the conference we had, is now in his 70s. And in front of him, I told a few friends, look at Maulana, how handsome he is, over 70. And we saw him when he was in 20s. Can you imagine how beautiful he was looking at that time? Our Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib, rahmatullah, wallah, I said, he was a farishta. And when he taught Bukhari Sharif, what complexion and what beauty. And with that green scarf and that light of the lamp, just that is a scene out of this world. Jannat scene Allah showed us in this. Our buzurgs and all like that. We can't imagine what Yusuf al-Islam's beauty is. And Hassan ibn Sabit says, وأحسن منك لم ترى قط عيني ما عايز نفسه anyone as handsome as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam وأحسن وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء no woman ever gave birth to a person as beautiful as you خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب Allah created you free of all faults كأنك خلقت كما تشاء as though how you wanted to be made Allah made you like that. So this is this outward beauty. And the ruh will be much more beautiful if we bring tawadu, we bring ikhlas, we bring lillahiyya, we bring ta'alluq to Allah, we got tilawat in our houses, on our tongue, our namazes, the ruh will be. But if you don't, then there's this body in old age, we see how it looks. That you don't want to see that person anymore also. How that person looks, like that the ruh will become more ugly. And how dirty and filthy and ugly the ruh will become if we have junk food of the ruh, or looking at filthy, dirty things, and we are committing zina, and we are flirting around with women, the ruh will become more filthier and more dirty and more uglier than what the body becomes in old age. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَسْ And then Allah makes it clear, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who have proper iman, tawheed in the true sense. And then, أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ بِهَذِ اللَّهِ Allah won't, they won't become أَسْفَلِ السَّافِلِينَ Neither will their bodies also become, Allah Akbar Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A person who reads Quran Sharif regularly, his brain also remains in order. Otherwise, in old age, you become sinner. And then, without you knowing all your secrets of your young days, you give them all picture. That I did this and I did that, and you don't realize you have become sinner now. You're talking all upside down things, all wrong things you are doing. But a person who reads Quran Sharif regularly, his mind will be on. A person who made tilawat, the noor of tilawat will be on his face. A person who made zikr, there will be fragrance coming from his ruh. And what a mort that person will get. How malakul mort will come and take him. And the farishtas of Jannat will come. These people, illa alladhi, those people are thumma radadnahu asfala safilin. And these people who make fikr of their ruh, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. These are people who will be given great, great honor. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ Their reward will be أَجْرٌ reward غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ Unlimited. Yeah, you make a deal, you make 50,000 profit. You make 5 million profit. You got a gold mine, you're making 20 million a month. What is that? Nothing whatsoever. To see, imagine Allah, but by making awwameen namaz. Awwameen is between 6 and 20 after Maghrib. After Maghrib, we all are making two sunnat and mawtah. True nafis, we are four, we are making six rakat, sitta ba'd al maghrib, ba'd al qareeb. After the faraz of maghrib, six rakats. Two sunnat mu'akkada, we are two nafis, we are just add two more, six rakat, and your awwameen is made. One of the virtues of awwameen, you get the sawab of 12 years of ibadah. For us to understand, you got a workplace working for you, you pay 10,000 a month, one figure I'm just giving. You're giving him 10,000. 5 o'clock is time to knock off. Your customer came. You say, if you stay 5 minutes or 2 minutes, I'll give you 12 years' wages. Okay? Anyone there is somebody will say, you give me 2 minutes to make 2 rakats nafil. How much? 2 minutes for us. Well, asr inna atayna, we got it paid. Every rakat, well, asr inna atayna, paid and we will register. So how long does our 2 rakats take? 2 minutes. At the most, 5 minutes. Okay? You stay there 5 minutes, you see to my customer, I'll give you 12 years' wages. What is 12 years' wages at 10,000 a month? 1,440,000, you say, I'll give you. He's getting 10,000 a month. You say, I'll give you 1,440,000. And not only one day, every day. Just 2 minutes more. 1,440,000. Who is there with Allah is giving so?
Allah.
So how ajrun ghayru mamnun? We cannot imagine what the reward is what Allah Ta'ala will give. And what is 1,440,000 also? What Allah will give is forever. It will go with you in the qamar. Your dunyas, nothing will go in the qamar. Everything will be left behind again. And people will fight after that poverty. Over and over see. Good, good, rich, rich people, wealthy, wealthy people, pious, pious people, children fight over the wealth. And become enemies of one another because of this. When those families that don't leave anything, children got muhabbat for one another. The more we leave, the more fight they've got. And who eats it all? The Jewish lawyers. The Christian lawyers. We feed it all to them. And what do we get? So this what you are earning will be forever, and it will be with you in Jannah forever. If person who makes Maghrib namaz, if his gunas are equal to all the foam of all the seas in the world, Allah will make it more. So you tell your worker, you have taken a lot of loans from me. You owe me 10 million. You owe me 20. Nobody will give his worker 10 million. I'm just saying a very exaggerated example. So, but if you give your 5 minutes more, I write off all your debts. Is there anyone? Every day, if your debts are equal, what is 10 million and 20? Your debts, your sins, your gunas, all the oceans of the world, all the foam. Look at here, your beach here, the foam of the sea, all the time, the whole world. How much is it? If you got so much of debts with Allah, you are owing you, we have committed guna. Just 2 rakats which you have to add to make 6, Allah will write off all your debts. Every day your debts are written off. And when you have made your awwameen namaz, it is the namaz of tawwameen. A person who made a lot of tawwa. And as-sa'idu min al-dhanb kama la dhanbala. A person who makes tawwa of his guna is like no guna. Inna allaha yuhibbu tawwameen. Allah loves that person who made tawwa. Your children, one time one person came home and 5-6 o'clock after work, after shop, he found his children playing outside, dirty, still in their pyjamas, faces are dirty with mud, everything. Went in the kitchen. Kitchen is upset. Dishes are not washed. The kitchen is in a... What happened? Where's my wife? What's happening today? He went in the bedroom. She's under the blanket. You sick? What happened? Why? Nothing is done. She said, no, I'm not sick. Nothing. Every day you say, I do nothing. So today I did nothing. And now you can see what is the result when I do nothing. Eh? The every day, how much I do, you don't appreciate. The children are clean, the house is clean, food is cooked, everything is ready. And you say, whole day you sit on the phone, whole day you sleep, you're doing nothing. Today I decided I won't do anything, and you can see the result. So anyway, on what did I say this? Awwameen namaz. That by making awwameen namaz,
So,
like you come to a neat, clean house, your children are clean, food is ready, your wife is neat, dressed, everything. How is Toba is like that? You have cleansed yourself. And without Toba, you are worse than that house where the children haven't washed. Their faces got black marks, they are hungry, they are tired, they haven't eaten, the house is in a mess, you are worse than that. With awwameen namaz, you became clean and proper. And what our wives, our mothers, what they do? Children, they bath them at night, put on their clean pyjamas, whatever it is. Then they want to, don't get dirty again. You are so dirty, I wash you now, don't get dirty. So when Allah cleansed us, don't get dirty by sitting in front of the TV again. Don't get dirty going on to porn sites again. Don't get dirty with other filth on the TV, even with the excuse of news or sports or anything. Don't get involved. Allah cleaned you, now stay clean. And when your mouth comes and you go clean to Allah, instead of going dirty to Allah, eh, who likes? Your nikah taking place 11 o'clock on the Sunday, and you worked on in your garden, or you worked under your car with grease, with overall, and you come in for nikah. People won't allow you to come into the masjid also. And you want to go make nikah with the hodul in with all that filth and dirt of yours. How can you go there? So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ خَيْرٌ. When Allah gave you this example that Allah created you in the best form, small baby, how beautiful, the cheeks, the lips, the eyes, you want to eat up that baby. But think who made that baby? Who made this truth? Who supplied true small eyes, true small lips? You can be the richest man in the world, the biggest gynecologist. Can you make 2 eyes for your baby? Can you make his brains? Can you make his heart? Allah made. And then how the child grew up, how you left the child. Then he came to his truth, the terrible truth, naughty truth, what they were, but how you hugged him, how you kissed him,
Now he became a Hafiz also. Now he gave a party, he was on a big jalsa also. Now he became an alim also. Now he's a young man also. Now he's got married. Now his children. Now you are proud grandfather, Dadabaji. My beautiful little children. All the stages that went in, and then after, so as the human, our physical body, what all now he's got a nice house, he's got a nice car, he's got a nice business, income, everything. Considering your roof must also go in that direction. You must also earn your akhirah. Your body is going to get finished. Your body is most, is temporary, in the quality of it is the weakest. One saw you get, and sometimes the first set comes out, how filthy. You go to the toilet and you do your toilet, your wife says, please spray. How can you must spray? Eh, what terrible smells are coming out. And one friend of mine, we went to his house, and when I wanted to use a toilet, take a toilet. And soundproof. Because what bombs are there in Iraq and anywhere? The bombs that are here are here. And so the whole toilet had to be soundproof also, fragrant also. And today most toilets not one that air freshener, two, three bottles. This is our condition. So this body is like this. The roof will be worse also, the smell. Allah Akbar. But just to give you one idea, it comes in the hadith when a person lies, bad fights, he speaks bad things. Allah has put for every person, Allah has given him protection. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They protect him all the time. If that malaika not to protect us, we'll never sit from this. They are in our protection all the time. But when you lie, you backbite, the farishtas have to go to such a distance because that smell, we don't smell anything. We backbiting about somebody and rolling on our stomachs and holding our stomach, whole stomach is shaking. How we are laughing, we enjoy. But what a terrible stench is coming. The malaika can't take that smell. Any guna where Allahu Akbar. La'an Allahu annahu wal manzuriyu. The one who looks at this haram woman, and the woman who dresses and wants people to admire me, and look at me, Allah's la'anat on both of them. What is that la'anat? The flames of Jahannam around that person. The person with the flames of Jahannam, and he's enjoying, oh, look at that woman, look at her figure, look at her style of walking, etc. A person who's enjoying with the flames of Jahannam around him, it's not a mad person, it's not a stupid person, it's not an ignorant person, a person who haven't got iman. If your taste buds of iman are gone, your taste buds of your food is gone, you can't taste salt, you can't taste sugar, you can't taste anything. When your taste buds of iman are gone and they are dead, then you can't, you don't know, you are looking at haram way in the flames of Jahannam, but you are enjoying it. So this is the roof's journey that is going, which we have to correct. فَلَوْمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بِالدِّينِ. What has made you when you can see that پہلے بچپن نے تجھے برسو کھلایا. As a small child you played and you enjoyed all the time. پھر جوانی نے تجھ کو مجنو بنایا. When you are جوان آدمی, young man, like a mad person. جوانی, دیوانی, what you do? برہاپا آنے آکے پھر کیا کیا ستایا. And old age came, and now your back is paining, your leg is paining. Before you should just jump and do this, jump and do that. Now the children want to go out. Daddy Ma, please, how long now? Daddy Ma just to get up from the bed half an hour. And to wear her shoes the other half an hour. And she's still going to toilet also. When we are going, Daddy Ma, we have to be ready so early. Dadabaji, what's wrong with you? Burhapa ne phir aanke kya kya sataya. Ajal dera kar di bilkul safaya. So when morph will come, you will be finished. Our Shaykh Ahmad Rahmatullahi sets up another such a beautiful poem. Baza aake, baza morph. Morph came. Baza aake, ba hosh ko be hosh karte. A person was in his full senses, doing that, big things he's doing. Suddenly finished. He can't make one signature now. He can't say yes, he can't say no, he can't do anything. قضا آکے باہوش کو بے ہوش کر دے ہنگامہ حیات کو خاموش کر دے ہنگامہ حیات waiting in the house, we going here, this party, we doing this, we doing that, suddenly such silence. When people come and ask what happened, your throat is so dry, words want to come out. That what happened suddenly, How did this happen? And everyone, not only the dead man is silent, everyone can talk. Gham daari ho gaye. Koi bol nahi paata. This is the condition. So when you see all this in our dunya's life, what made you to deny akhir? Can't you see how Allah created you? How Allah created you without a sample? If they clone, they can only from a sample they can clone. Who made your eyes? Who made your brains? Who made your heart? Everything Allah gave you. And then when we saw that وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, that when you make you old, then you become like a baby again. Again you have to start wearing napkins also. Old people can't control their bowels, they have to wear napkins also. Old people, a baby, a child needs a tricycle. And 3 weeks, then he doesn't fall, he balances. Old man needs a walking stick, third leg. Then he can balance. Without a walking stick, he also loses his balance now. You became like a child again. Your eyes, you can't see properly. You can't think properly in your old age. So don't you take a lesson that when Allah did all this, that way he created the akhir. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي النَّاسِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. How Allah created, if you got doubts that your forefather was a monkey, then see how Allah made you, from where and where, and Allah takes you through the whole stage, how Allah made you son, and how Allah made you human being. So all this, but then what is the thing that you don't believe in akhirah? Oh, we got doubts in the life of the qabr. We got doubts on the day of qiyamah. Wallah, we all will say we believe. If we believe, one Muslim says, you believe in akhirah, but your whole life is for dunya. Your life doesn't look like a person who believes in akhirah. What you do for your dunya all the time, and those who are pious, little bit time we give to the masjid. Hey, more than that, what do we do? Who really says? There's one island near Nampula. We went to that place. There the people, they only open shop about 10 o'clock. And by 3 o'clock, shops are closed. So what is that whole day in the masjid? They are preparing. And the shops, they run in few shops just for the necessities of the people. Very still primitive. And there are those islands there that you just reach that place, then bus number 11, your 2 lanes. Nothing can work, your small little, there are not even a wheelbarrow, nothing, you just walk, no bicycle also, you just walk. But the whole time is for akhirah. Today, if we want to tweet, we say the person is mad. If your wife wants to be pious like that, you will tell the whole world is her head is, she's something off her. If the husband wants to live like that, all will say, can't touch him. That is why Allah put us to prepare for. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ الدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِ. Don't you see who want to become poor, who want to become sick? Allah is that hakim, that he makes you sick. You can't fight him. When more will come, بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَةِ حتى إذا بلغت التراقية, when the ruh comes here now, وقيل من راه, who will make some ta'weez now, who will give some ta'weez, who will operate now, who will do this, who will do that, وقيل من راه وظن أنه الفراق, and you realize now the ruh is going finished, it's the end now, the separation of the body and the ruh is taking place. وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق, your legs, you are rubbing into it one another. If there's somebody who can help, who can save my wife, who can save my father, who can save my son, but nobody there. وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق, your journey to Allah Ta'ala. So those who take a lesson from this dunya, we realize how great Allah Ta'ala is. Realize this dunya is temporary. Nothing to worry about, this body that is going to go to the ends after all. That is going to get rotten in the body. Who work on their ruh, neither barakat nor ends will eat that body also. And their body will remain intact in the qabr also. So what a great lesson Allah has given. This is what is called the soul. This is why we become bad, to bring this reality in us. And it doesn't mean you become bad, you make your staff, you must close your shops and divorce your wives and no more do tabligh work and no more to teach in a madrasa and no more do imam. All that was carry on. You prepared a beautiful pot of biryani, you only forgot to put the salt. All what the salt is supposed to say, put the salt and everyone will enjoy it. You made tea, saffron also you put. Elaichi also you put, but you never put sugar. Nobody wants to drink the tea. What is the sowa? Just add the sugar. Don't throw away your whole tea pot, what you made, and don't throw your whole biryani pot away. You keep it, but just add the salt. Add the sugar and see how the enjoyment of life is. Wallah, I can say we are absolutely nothing. The filthiest of the filthiest and dirtiest of the dirtiest. But Allah gave us tawfiq to stay in the company of us. And we are so fortunate these days, nothing else in my life but my ustads, my mashayikh, what nazar-e karam they made on me. They always showed their love on me. That I can be in God, fa'amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Today, how many people, there's people in our gathering, young boys, who are taking and making the Islam. And what Islam? Young girls. 7 days, not new marriage bureau, don't ask me who's the girl that you want to propose for her or something. But mashallah, what qualities, love of Allah, what qualities they have developed. And they speak what bimaris they have got. And you go to doctor and you tell doctor, my sugar is under control, my blood pressure is under, everything very well. Doctor, why you came to me? And if you got a problem, you go to doctor, you tell doctor that I got a sauce, big sauce,
boils.
And it's at the very awkward place of your body. You have to tell doctor, I got a boil in that place. Doctor might want to see it also. Then he can treat it properly. So if you tell your sheikh your sickness, some of us we don't say, we carry on as though we got no sickness. And that is the most sick person who can't see sickness. I'm alright, I don't need treatment. I don't have to say. And we only say the good things. This good thing I do, that good thing I do. And we don't speak of our sickness, how are we going to get right? But those who speak, mashallah, there are, and many, many people like that. And when they get the treatment, they can't stop. We don't need praises. We don't want praises. But how they go out of the way, we can't believe. Because your doctor charges you 500,000 for your bypass. After that, you still give him a present. Why? You appreciate what he did for you. He saved me. Your eye operation. Now you can see again. He charged you so much money for that eye operation, but you still give him a present. You write him a letter of thanks also. Because he said, so just like that, those who are take their treatment in the spirit, not only they become bad for barakat or for namesake, but who take the treatment and they get relieved of their bimari, they will enjoy. Those persons who get freed from porn, who get free from drugs, how much will they appreciate? So this silsila, Allah has kept it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time till today, and it will carry on till Qiyamah. Those of us who take the treatment, they are fortunate. And those who don't want to, who are bystanders, just like in your house, every day we take out our clothes, need to be washed, we put it in a washing basket. Usually Monday morning or whichever day, housewife is going to do washing, herself or the maid is going to do, take that clothes, put it in the washing machine. Some clothes got left in the washing basket. Or they fell out on the way, or they just lie outside the washing machine. And they are impressed how the washing machine is working. Those who are inside, they will go through that rigmarole, and the washing machine hitting them this way, that way. All the time, hot boiling water they're going through, detergents they are going through. Some strains are so bad, you need bleach, you need gin. That also doesn't work. You need preen. Very bad strains. Some gunas need a lot of preen. Then they come out. After all that, now they're spinning it in the cold water. Just now it's hot water. Now cold water, the machine, spinning it this way, and then squeezing. Whether it was the old way of washing, or the washing machine, squeezing all that water out. Then you put in the dumbbell dryer, worse also then. Or you hang up the clothes outside, the sun is beating down on it. After that, you take out the creases also. And now, the clothes, if it's commercial laundry, they put it in a plastic packet. It's now showcase. Look at this. How the clothes work, and now they are showcase. Like that, a murid who goes through this process, he will get showcase.
And he will then become the showcase, and thousands of other people will get hidayat, but who goes through the process. And the Shaykh also, by the way, mustn't be so hard and burn the murids. Bind them so much that he burns them also. So on your murid, you also reason. Take it gosh. Don't burn the poor chap out also. But take out the creases and make a showcase out of that person. And those clothes that just used to come and they fell out outside. They didn't go, they told the tamasha they saw, entertainment. They won't get clean. They're not going to be hung up. They're not going to be creased. The creases taken out. They're not going to be showcased. So many people, they become bad, but they stay in the washing basket. Some people become bad, they come majlis also. But they're only seeing tamasha all the time. And some, mashallah, by Anwar told me this morning, we were coming together by plane. He said, he joined us. And look at him. He came to see his daughter. But that burning desire must go by my share. And what the workful he came. I saw him there, what is masjid, I think. And I told him, Anwar, you yet? I was surprised, I thought I was thinking, he's a wrong person, he's of Mauritius, where? Suddenly I saw him. So he said, if you give me permission, I'll stay with you. No transport arrangement, anything, tawakkul. And mashallah, all his work got done. Then from there he had to go to Trihat, he had to come, all Allah made the intizam for him. And then he came here. That to stay with the Shaykh, that feeling. And then he told me in the play that your scanning is very, scans thoroughly through a person. He said the bayan you gave was 100% for me. So there are three types of people when we hear bayan. One person is, or four types, one, most of us, tamasha. The bayan is taking place, we saw the notice announced, we also will go, we listen just like that. Then those who are muri, they listen. But they take it, this is for somebody else. It's not for me. All this what is being said is for somebody else. Once Mirza, our Shaykh's name, Khadi, I told him, Hazrat should pick on him, Lord, and correct him just there. I said, Hazrat actually is telling us. But he knows we are plastic, we'll just break. We are paper murids, we are plastic murids, we can't take the shouting. So he shouts you, but I know he's telling us. So he says, Samajne walo ke liye sab kuch hai. If you understood this, that is telling you, and you take that bayan for you, you will benefit. And if you think the others are being told, then how can you benefit? Now we were in Mozambique, one of our friends giving water to drink. 8 days it took me. And then practically I demonstrated how we hold the glass like this. Now where must I hold the glass? So explain, hold it here, the bottom, then you can hold it easily. But 8 days, and the person didn't understand. Why? We think it's somebody else can do. It's not for us. We make somebody else who can make the humble, who can take this. So we tell that person, don't you understand? And we think really he's being taught. We are being taught. So that person can. And the others feel offended. That why Shaykh is talking of my mistakes. He knows about my private life and he's talking about my private life. Nobody else knows you are being. Then he doesn't want, he feels offended. How can he benefit? Doctor gives you some medicine, bitter medicine to drink, or ointment that burns you. Two brothers, I'm going too long now. Two brothers had skin problem, itches, etc. One disciple is struggling with this, and it's going to become worse, and I'm going to scratch, it can become cancerous also. Let me go to Hakim for medicine. Hakim gave him some dawa to drink medicine. Whole night toilet, up and down. And in those days, not like our toilets, the toilet is half a meter away, half a meter, kilometer away. And you have to take the water with you. Whole night he's walking to toilet. The brother told him, you whole night going to the toilet. I was enjoying scratching here, scratching there, etc. But this brother got better, he took treatment. And the one who didn't take treatment, he can become cancerous, he can die also. So like that, many of us, when we have to take treatment, then if you take your treatment, you give up all your filth and dirt, your bad habits, etc. Now you are clean. Now you are healthy. How do you enjoy? But if you don't take, you carry on with your gunas, which you are like enjoying, scratching here, scratching there, making this guna, making that guna. Then you die in your gunas. And a person who dies in gunas, how sad isn't that person's case then? So this treatment you must take. And a person who takes it, it's for me, and I must benefit from this, that person benefits. And wallah, never ever think, today your haram insurance policy, or insurance brokers, or your panel beaters can tell you your car is a write-off.
By Allah, you can never be happy. No matter which end you have reached, how low, down and how finished you are, by Allah, you can never be a right of Allah. You just turn to Allah. Allah. Just, you are, a person is 99-year-old kafir, making shirk, worshipping idols, making idols and selling them. How long it takes to read La ilaha illallah? Hardly 2 seconds. And if that person was in Jahannam for 99 years, immediately becomes a Jannati. Such is the mercy of Allah. And to wipe out a dirty disciple, that person who read his kalima, he was a Nari, person of the fire, immediately becomes a Nur. He's a Farishta. That person who was Maghuz, hated by Allah, immediately becomes Mahbub. So just make Tawbah, Istighfar. And this is what is called bad, that at the hand of the Shaykh we make Tawbah and Istighfar. We make not of Tawbah ourselves, but we break on this. We take one step forward, we fall 2 steps back. Get somebody to help you. And then see how we will proceed. So for that, inshallah, on the 6th, 7th and 8th of June, there will be Islahi Jalsa and Peter Maritzburg. So for the same purpose, and for that we have come to give the hour for the Islahi Jalsa. It's still what, about 6 weeks or 7 weeks. We have enough time to prepare properly. Tablighi Ijtima will also be taking place. Attend the Ijtima also. And this Islahi Ijalsa is also extremely important, that every one of us, our filthy habits must come out. When we are making namaz, we are reading Quran, we are doing everything, but our bad habits are not going. We have to purify ourselves from that. So for that, the Jalsa and Central Mosque in Peter Maritzburg, all prepare for that and try and come there also and try and change our lives accordingly. That is the end of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. After Fajr, we'll have a short program, which will as well, inshallah. Short, not like this, short program, so inshallah, try and come. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.